friend Terry Redhead has also been delving into history. He's been looking at the office of Prime Minister. So here's Tony with Terry's findings.
Leaving your personal political views aside, who on earth would want to be Prime Minister in our current circumstances? Love him or hate him, support him or wish the top political brass was Labour red rather than Tory blue, or indeed any other party, it must be said that the highest office in the land held by Boris Johnson must have been harder than ever to manage during the last year. Perhaps only during times of war has the elected leader of our nation been under so much pressure to get it right. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, informally abbreviated to PM, is the head of government of the United Kingdom. The Prime Minister directs both the executive and the legislature, and together with his or her cabinet, is accountable to the monarch, to Parliament, to their party, and ultimately to the electorate for the government's policies and actions. The office of Prime Minister is not established by any statute or constitutional document, but exists by long-established convention, whereby the reigning monarch appoints as PM the person most likely to command the confidence of the House of Commons. This individual is typically the leader of the political party or coalition of parties that holds the largest number of seats in that chamber. The position of PM was not created, it evolved organically over 300 years due to numerous acts of Parliament, political developments, and accidents of history. The origins of the position are found in constitutional changes that occurred during the revolutionary settlement of 1688 to 1720, and the resulting shift of political power from the sovereign to Parliament. Although the sovereign was not stripped of the ancient prerogative powers and legally remains the head of government, politically it became necessary for him or her to govern through a PM who could command a majority in Parliament. In the 1830s, the Westminster system of government had emerged, and the PM had become first among equals in the cabinet and the head of government. The political position of PM was enhanced by the development of modern political parties, and by the start of the 20th century, the modern premiership had emerged. Prior to 1902, the PM sometimes came from the House of Lords, provided that his or her government could form a majority in the Commons. However, as the power of the aristocracy waned during the 19th century, the convention developed that the PM should always sit as an MP in the lower house, making them answerable only to the Commons in Parliament. As leader of the Commons, the PM's authority was further enhanced by the Parliament Act of 1911, which marginalised the influence of the House of Lords in the lawmaking process. The PM is also First Lord of the Treasury and Minister for the Civil Service. Indeed, certain privileges, such as residency of 10 Downing Street, are accorded to PMs by virtue of their position as First Lord of the Treasury. The first Prime Minister was Sir Robert Walpole during the reign of King George I. Walpole served from April 1721 to February 1742, and after completing almost 21 years in office, remains the longest-serving PM. The shortest tenure as Prime Minister was Arthur Wellesley, the Duke of Wellington, who acted in a caretaker capacity in the role for just 23 days in 1834. When Boris Johnson took over the position in 2019, he became Queen Elizabeth II's 14th different Prime Minister of her reign.
Yes, I'm pretty certain there aren't many of us who would crave that job.